Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New York Giants right tackle Evan Neal is off the PUP list, finally. What I want to know is, are New York Giants fans happy about it, or are they apprehensive about it? I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me. As always, New York Giants on SI. That is New York Giants on SI website. Make sure you go there to get all of your New York Giants information, all of the news, all of the updates. That's where I get all my stuff from, obviously, right? Make sure that you also go ahead and subscribe to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Give us a follow there. We're trying to get to 2,000 subscribers before we hit game one. And if you're not too busy, go on over to at Coach Gene Clemens on YouTube and subscribe to the Coach Gene Clemens YouTube channel. I'd appreciate that as well. Here's the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Evan Neal is back. He's off the PUP list. Many people in the business of content, many people who are fans, fanalists, people who just give their opinion on Twitter, members of the media, etc., all said, oh, well, I don't know if Evan Neal's even going to be ready for the season. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're wrong. He's back off the PUP list. He has essentially 3 weeks and some change to get ready for the first game of the season. So there's really no reason why he would not be ready for the season. But the question is, the thing that I want you guys to answer, the thing that I think that is the most interesting is, do you want him healthy? Do you want him back? Do you want to see Evan Neal be successful, or Are you so like in love with the thought process that you're done with him, or that he can't be good, that you almost want him to fail so that you can be right? This is a conversation that we're having a lot with Daniel Jones, right? Are there people out there, myself included, who have said in the past that Daniel Jones was not good, that Daniel Jones should not be the starting quarterback for the Giants? Are we, and again, I put myself in that because I have to be accountable, right? Are we more inclined to be in favor of Daniel Jones being bad so that we can be right? Or do we want Daniel Jones to be good because that's what's best for the team? I can tell you, it does me no good to be right about Daniel Jones. I would much rather be wrong about Daniel Jones. Why? Because if Daniel Jones is good, that means the team is winning. If the team is winning, that means there's more things to talk about. You guys are more engaged. It's great for New York Giants on SI website. It's great for New York Giants on SI, on SI YouTube channel. It's great for Coach Gene Clemens' YouTube channel. It's good for everything that I do. So I want Daniel Jones to be successful because with Daniel Jones' success, most likely comes team success. And I feel the same way about Evan Neal. Remember, I was not the Evan Neal guy coming out of college. I was not the guy that said, oh my gosh, Evan Neal, if he's there, it's a guaranteed lock. That was every single one of you Giants fans. Every single one of you. I didn't see anybody saying, hey, we should go with Cross, because he's the best pass blocker. You know who was saying that? Coach Gene Clemens was saying that. Not another. Matter of fact, I think I had people make fun of me because I said that I wanted Cross instead of Neal. That I said that I would probably trade down out of that second pick that the New York Giants had in the first round because there's no reason for me to reach for Neal when I could let Cross drop to me a few picks later. So I would try to get something. Again, I don't have to make this up. You can search, right? Research when I was on the Locked On Giants podcast with Patricia Traina that year. Look at my mock drafts that I had in that year, right? So it is what it is. But I don't get anything out of being right about Evan Neal, because that means that the Giants wasted a first-round pick. That means the Giants are probably not as successful as they should be. And I want the Giants to be successful because of what I just said. It's great for business when the Giants are successful. When the Giants are successful, Giants fans are happy. And my God, is it hard for you guys to be happy. It's difficult. Y'all aren't even happy at training camp. You're not happy at training camp where there's no games to be won. The Giants won their first preseason game and all people were talking about were negatives. And I'm like, how can you leave this game with any negatives? The quarterbacks didn't play well. The running backs all performed well. The offensive line, that was all backups that played second, third, and fourth stringers, comported themselves well. The defense, linebackers were making plays. Defensive linemen were making plays, and yet no happiness. Questions and you know, people doubting. Right? People doubting. So it's not easy to make Giants fans happy, but you know what would make Giants fans happy? Wins. I'm all for wins. I'm all for wins. So I want Evan Neal to be successful, because if he's successful, then that means the Giants don't have to use another draft pick, another high draft pick on an offensive lineman. And I don't care how much you people are in love with Jermaine Illuminor. If he is your starting right tackle, you need to draft someone to replace him. Period. End. If he's your starting right tackle, you need to be trying to get someone better than him. Because at this point, what are you wasting your draft picks on? Only thing else that you should really be like egging for on the offensive side of the ball is a quarterback. And if you're going after a quarterback, we know you're taking that dude with the first round pick. So if there's a second round pick or a third round pick eligible, where you can find a tackle that might be somebody that's worth building on, you got to take him, because you have to try to get someone better than Jermaine Illuminor. I again will say it, and this is not a diss to Illuminor, but there is a reason why he was available in free agency. There's a reason why the Oakland Raiders, with a new staff, did not want to pay him the small amount of money that the Giants gave him. That's not elite money for a tackle. That's money for a guy that's going to play guard, and you think he could be easily replaced. Just if we're being honest about the money, right? Now, do I want Jermaine Illuminor to be successful if he's the right tackle? Abso-frickin-lutely. See the statement on the front end. But now here comes the fun part. Evan Neal is back. Is this an open competition or not? I know that my guy Ray Harris wants to see, and shout out to Ray Harris, you know, on X. If you don't follow him, you should follow. But Ray Harris wants there to be an open competition. He doesn't just want to see Neal move to guard. He wants to see an open competition between Neal and Illuminor. That's great. That's fantastic. And I'm not even saying that he's wrong in wanting to see an open competition. I'm just going to tell you at this point what I don't want to see: an open competition. Because an open competition means that you have to give each guy equal amounts of reps with the first team in order for the competition to be equal. Right? And I don't want to see that. I want to see them getting ready for week number one. So either you give Evan Neal his job back, right? Because supposedly in the NFL, it has always been that you don't lose your job due to injury. But also, the best ability is availability, and Illuminor is available. But if you guys are telling me that the best offensive line the Giants can put together is Illuminor at tackle, Van Roten at right guard, JMS at center, Runyon at left guard, and Andrew Thomas at left tackle, I'm going the second best run blocker of all of those guys is Evan Neal. The second best run blocker of all of those guys. And in my opinion, just my opinion, it's not even close, is Evan Neal. So if he's not your tackle, why is he not your guard? And that's why I don't think there should be a competition. I think, and hear me out, I mean, because, you know, I'm talking and you don't have a microphone. It's not a situation where I want to see Evan Neal fighting it out to be the right tackle. I want the Giants to say, he's our right tackle until ... Or I want the Giants to say, our right tackle experiment is done with him. We're putting him at right guard and or left guard. Period. Stop. Now Runyon goes wherever he doesn't go. Van Roten goes to the bench where he can be the swing guard. He can be the guy that goes center to the guards, right? He can be the guy that goes center to the guards. And now you have an Illuminor, your right tackle, that if he gets hurt, you can move Neal out to right tackle. If Azudu is not ready, you can move Neal out to right tackle and then plug Van Roten and or Aaron Stinney in and keep it moving. But in a perfect world, moving Neal inside will hopefully protect him from the perils that come at playing on the edge. If you don't believe he's an edge guy, you don't believe he's a tackle, again, I've been on record as saying I think his ceiling is higher as a left guard than it is as a right tackle. But I also don't think you should just throw the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to him at right tackle. See, I'm consistent in these things. I want to see him do well. I want to see Daniel Jones do well. I want to see all of these running backs do well. But I've got questions. And here's the one thing that I took away from all of the preseason games this weekend, right? I watched the New York Jets draft running back in consecutive rounds, fourth and fifth round. They took Braylon Allen in the fourth. They took Isaiah Davis, Braylon Allen out of Washington, out of Wisconsin, excuse me. And they took Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State, champion, right? Both of them are bigger, more physical runners. And I watched both of them look big and strong and physical and have quick feet and have instincts, but still be able to plow people over at the end of the round. And I went, my God, who's that guy for the Giants? Hey, if y'all don't know, even when I thought that the Giants should 100% keep Saquon Barkley, I thought they needed to add a change of pace back that wasn't just another clone of Barkley or another kind of, shifty in and out of cuts and breaks type of back, could probably give you something in the pass game like a receiver. Nope. I thought they should add an Allen. I thought they should add an Isaiah Davis. I also then thought they should, if we're being honest, I also thought they should add one of those super fast guys. And they did. They went out and got Turbo. Wasn't the guy I was looking for. I was looking for Shriden from Monmouth. I thought he would have been a great pickup. But they didn't. They went and got another guy. Cool. So now look at the running back position for the Giants. They have Tyrone Tracy Jr. They have Eric Gray. Right? They have Tracy Jr. They have Eric Gray. They've got Turbo Miller. And then they have, as the one, Devin Singletary.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the difference between all these backs? They're all kind of the same type of back. Not too big, not too small. Vision, one cut runners, right? Got some smoothness to them. Those other dudes, you know, outside of Turbo, maybe. Better in the pass game, Turbo and Singletary. I don't know how great they are in the pass game. The other two guys definitely bring a plus in the pass game, but they're all the same type of backs. So when one goes out, you just put in a clone of the other. What happens when things are going great? Shouldn't you have a change of pace? What happens when things are not going great? Shouldn't you have a change of pace? Nope. Let's have all of them be exactly the same. By the way, that's what I'm seeing in the defensive backfield. All of the DBs look the same. I believe it was Emory Hunt that talked about it either a year ago or 2 years ago at training camp, how they seem to have a type at defensive back, especially at cornerback, and everybody fits that type now. Everybody fits it. It's the same as the running backs. Like, what are these running backs supposed to be? If they're all just carbon copies of each other or facsimiles of others, then if the dynamic isn't working with one, how does the dynamic work with any of them? All of the running backs played really well in the first preseason game. Why? They all did kind of the exact same thing. Pressed the hole fast, made one cut, and took off. They all kind of did the same thing, and so they all had success. That seems to be pretty obvious. If everybody is the same, what happens when it's not working? If everybody is the same, right? If everybody is the same, what happens to the others? See, I just ask these questions, and when I ask these questions, people are like, oh, well, it don't really matter because they backups. And you and I both know, right? I'm looking directly into the camera right now. You and I both know somebody's getting hurt. Why? Because that is the kind of the history of football. You want everybody to be the same? You and I both know somebody's not going to be successful. Because that's the nature of football. You want everybody to be the same? I just was thinking about that when I was watching. I was watching these other guys for the Jets, these other backs, and I'm like, they're nothing like Breece Hall. They're nothing like Breece Hall. That's a great thing. That is a fantastic thing. Why would I want them to be like Breece Hall? Why would I want them to share all of the same qualities as Breece Hall? Because if I need a change up from Breece Hall, where do I go? All right, I'm taking too much time on it. But it comes back to my point, right, about what we're doing. And if Neal is your tackle, let him play tackle. If Neal is your guard, let him play guard, right? Let him play tackle or let him play guard. I don't care which, but give him a position and allow him to like play there. This whole, well, Neal should be on the bench. Are you stoned? Like, why would you want to put that level of talent on the bench when you know his floor is a Pro Bowl caliber guard? That's his floor. That's his floor, ladies and gentlemen. He moves to guard. He's going to be good. Why? Because he can move bodies out the way. And with a tackle on one side and a center on the other side, his biggest issue is the speed rush, and now he does not have to worry about the speed rush. He does not have to worry about it. You've eliminated his biggest issue. So if his floor is Pro Bowl guard, he's immediately better than Stinney. He's immediately better than Van Roten. He's immediately better than Runyon. And now, because Carmen Brasillo is the best offensive line coach in the world, shouldn't he just be able to go there and be better? Of course. Now, here's the funny part. I didn't hear anywhere in Neal's humble talking him say anything about moving the guard. And yet, that is what a lot of people took from what he was saying. That's what a lot of people took from it, right? Here is a quote from Evan Neal when he spoke to the press on Sunday. It says, whatever role the team has for me, I'm going to embrace it. So whether that's starting or not starting, I'm here to contribute to the team, and I'm going to do everything in my power to do so. Right? Yet people like Gridiron Media said, Evan Neal opened a playing guard. Where did he say that at? He said, whether that's starting at right tackle or not starting at right tackle, I'm here to contribute to the team. If he's going to be a guard, I think you could convince him. But if he's going to be a backup everywhere, then he's not playing guard, ladies and gentlemen. He's not playing guard. What you gonna do, cut him? He's not playing guard. Now, if he's a starter, maybe you can convince him to play guard. I think it was said. Another quote he said. He says, "I'm not owed anything. All I want is what I work for." Meaning, and to it's a humble, right? Meaning, I'm not saying I should come back and be a starter, right? But it's not saying I'm just going to play whatever it is you want me to play. That's because why not just say that? Hey, I'll play wherever they want me to play. No, he said, if it's starting, if it's not starting, I'll embrace it. That's not the same as, hey, yo, I am open to do whatever it is that y'all want me to do. He's saying things without saying them. Now, I just want to see what it looks like. If practice on Monday, right? If practice today and practice tomorrow, he's at tackle, then he's at guard, he's at tackle. Okay, cool, right? I'm willing to come in and change my tune. Hey, look. They had him lined up at guard. They had him lined up at tackle. They're just trying to find a place to play him. But if he's only lining up at tackle, don't think that if it's a competition for tackle, he's just moving the guard. And by the way, I don't think that's the best move for success. The best move for success is to put him somewhere and say, that's where you're playing. Malik Nabers got hurt, because I didn't really want to talk about Malik Nabers getting hurt, because I don't really know what a minor ankle sprain means, right? I don't know what a minor ankle injury is. I've had minor ankle injuries that I played through, but I don't get paid millions of dollars, and I'm not the first overall pick. Or the first, my number, I'm not the team's number one pick, excuse me. So I don't know if minor ankle sprain means the same thing for him in preseason as it does for me playing high school, playing college football and basketball. Like, for me, a minor ankle sprain is I'm playing, I might not be 100%. For him, a minor ankle sprain might mean, oh, we're not taking the chance of him making this any worse. We'll see you all in September. And if they do that, then okay, cool. Like, I don't have no beef with them. I got no smoke. If that's what they decide to do, I've got zero smoke with that. But don't be out here expecting him to hit the ground running on day one and be super good because he has not played. Right? He has not played. So if he's hurt and he's not playing, please, please, please do me a favor and do not do that thing where you expect him to come out game one and put up 100-plus yards receiving. Give him the opportunity, right? Give him the opportunity to work back into it. Yeah, but, you know, he might have just been out and he might not have been, you know, he just might not have been playing in the games. He might have actually been okay. There is nothing like the game. And the moment that you guys realize it, the better off you'll be. There's nothing like the game. There is nothing like playing in a real game. There is no substitute for it. Those joint practices are not the same. You've been instructed to do things differently in those joint practices. The game is the game. That's it. The game is the game. All the rest of that, that's not the game. And when we start to appreciate things for what they really are, then we don't have to be wishy-washy with it. So if Malik Nabers is out for the entire preseason, the rest of the preseason, cool. Don't expect him to be Malik Nabers, the next Justin Jefferson, the next Ja'Marr Chase, the next whatever, week one. That's all. That's all. Just week one, week two maybe. Give him a little bit of grace. Let him get comfortable with real legitimate game, not practice, not joint practice. Now, I hope that his minor ankle sprain is just minor. It's like little, it's insignificant. Couple of days, he'll be back. Maybe he misses the next preseason game. Maybe he doesn't play as long in the next preseason game as they were originally hoping that he would. I'm cool. I'm good with that. But if it is, shut him down. Got to get ready. Hey, anybody notice that Theo Johnson didn't really play much in the first preseason game? I wonder why that is. We'll talk about that soon. But I just was like, man, that's so strange. But regardless of what's going on, Evan Neal is back, right? One more guy that was not healthy on the offensive line that is back healthy. Shouldn't you be excited about it? Are you excited about it? Hey, do me a favor. I have a poll up on X. It says, are you rooting for Evan Neal? Yes or no? Just hit it. Just go over there to X at Gene Clemens on X and look up the poll and just hit yes or no. Are you rooting for Evan Neal? Yes or no? That's it. I really just want to know how many of you people are just like, nope, get him up out of here. Don't want to see him ever again. I blame him for Malik Nabers getting hurt. Right? And how many of you are like, no, he was one of our top picks. I want to see him be successful. Yes. Do that for me. I would greatly appreciate it. On X at Gene Clemens. Make sure that you do that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have. New York Giants on SI. Make sure you check out the website for all of your New York Giants news and information. Make sure that you subscribe to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 2,000. You can help us get there. All you got to do is hit subscribe. Then tell your homeboy, homegirls, and their kids to hit subscribe as well. And we'll be to 2,000 before you know it. Make sure that you also check out the Big Blue Breakdown, right? Make sure you check out all of the information, all of the videos that we have right here on New York Giants on SI. And if you are listening, right, if you're listening on any of your podcast platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, we appreciate you. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.